know if everybody knows this, that Christianity is part of the Unitarian extended family, or what we call one of our sources of wisdom. And Christianity has a symbol, and it's a fish. It's two arches that are put together with a little bit of a tail. And that was created back in the 200s AD. And it was, because it was dangerous to be Christians at that point, they needed a sign so that they could know who was safe to talk about Christianity with or to worship with. So that's where that sign came from. And you'll see the other sign is, or symbol, is the one we use here. It's the beacon chalice. You see the beacon chalice there? And that chalice was a symbol, as Nancy mentioned. In the same way, it was during the Second World War, and it was very dangerous in Europe, and one of the signs was this chalice that was an indication that this person was safe, and a lot of Unitarians were part of the Underground Railroad, not really the right way to, but getting people out of Europe safely. So it's funny that those two symbols have sort of a similar beginning. They're both symbols. So what could we do, you know, if this is if fish, what could be our physical movement for the chalice flame? Anybody got an idea? Yeah? That's good. Oh, that's good. Oh, and we got some bigger ones. Okay, good. Excellent. You'll have an opportunity for that in a little while. But right now we're going to do an activity together. There's a table there and there's two tables back there, and on those tables are flames. And what I would like you to do, if you're so willing, and if you'd rather just sit and meditate in your seat, that's fine too. But what I would like you to think about is your contribution to this community or to a world that you want to live in. But what is your contribution? A minute ago, the pledge team, they're talking about financial contributions, but there's a whole range of contributions that a community, a society, a family needs to be healthy and strong and to live out their vision. What do you contribute? What do you contribute now? What do you imagine contributing in the near future to either Beacon, your family, or your community beyond these walls? And you can draw it, write it on the flame, and then we're going to create something with all those flames together. Okay? And if you run out, if there's not enough flames on the tables, there's some more down here, and I'll pass them out. Okay? Off you go.